Let's start by telling me, so you're a coach, right?
Yes, instructional coach.
All right, so how does that work? How do you interact with, from Lena all the way to the teacher and in between?
Yeah, so we actually do weekly coaching with teachers. So what we do is, you have seen those little recording devices, and I hook it up to a system, and that produces data for us. So every week, we'll look at the data, and then we'll do some goal setting from there around specific areas of the day. So I will work typically either one-on-one with a teacher or in a group of teachers, and we just kind of goal set from that data. What is our data showing us? Looking at individual children, and how can we increase the interaction of communication.
So what is the data? What are you actually getting from that?
So they're called conversational turns. So what we're looking at is every time a teacher has a back and forth exchange with a child, it's counting how many times that's happening. So even if a child like makes some like a noise, that picks up. So wildly enough, it doesn't pick up cries, coos, or like coughs, but it'll pick up if a teacher says something and a child responds, it'll pick that up even if it's not an actual word.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's recording it, and then it has, I'm assuming, an algorithm or something that sets that up so that when you plug it in, that gives you the data.
Yeah.
So, not
correct.
Like someone has to transcribe and go
No. Yeah, it's super easy. You plug in the little recorder and it updates it all. And
so what is the value of that? What is the value for what you're looking at, or what the teacher can take away of like how many times they interact a day?
So I think the value is it's a professional development tool. And so it really shows us how we can increase our interaction with children. When we have that specific data, it's easier to goal set for us. If we didn't really have that interaction data, then we wouldn't really know where to start. Say during breakfast time, if we kind of notice conversation is a little bit lower, okay, we can look there, and now I'm going to be intentional about talking more with students during mealtime, breakfast time, all of that. So it really helps the teacher kind of narrow down like what time of day their interactions are a little bit lower and how do we increase.
So is the fear that quiet kids don't get talked to? Is that simple?
So that's one of the things that shows us too with the data. If there are children who are a little bit more quiet, okay, how can I be more intentional about interacting with them? What can I do to increase their responses so that they're able to engage just as much as, you know, say a child who is very talkative? Really pinpointing those children to get more engagement.
So how does that translate to identifying a delay?
So that's a really good question. We have so many types of data that we can pull from language, and I think that Lena just kind of supports that. So if we notice that a child isn't talking as much, again, we can kind of goal set, and we have individual curriculum plans for each child. So each child has a goal that they're working on. So if we can see from our Lena data that they're a little bit lower than the rest of the class, we can goal set from there and have their goals become their monthly goal. And so we can kind of see where that delay is and then take any further action like referrals if needed.
So it's not that Lena will identify a delay, but it'll give you the tools so that
correct.
You can see, okay, why is it that there are fewer interactions
yes.
with this kid?
Yes.
Why is this kid not having? So it's not really gauging like the quality or the depth of the conversation. It's just literally the number of interactions.
Yes, just the conversational turns.
And that, I mean, it sounds very simple, but it really gives you a lot of important stuff.
Yes, and it's especially with the age group that we look at this data. So early Head Start is, we look at 2-year-old classrooms, and a lot of times, you know, like at that age, they might not be responding. And so it really helps the teacher to be like more creative. And how do I really engage this child? How do I increase their vocabulary? Because it's such a middle age of they're just kind of learning how to talk and communicate. And so how do we like really bring that out of them?
So if this didn't exist, would you just be relying on teachers just hearing things and picking up on their own in the midst of all the other chaos that's going on?
Yes. And we also, so aside from Lena, we do just have regular instructional coaching. So that would be another time where I would go in, do an observation, and I can also pick up on those things, and then the teachers and I can collaborate and figure out the best way to goal set for that specific child.
So do you do coaching on things other than Lena? Or is
yes.
Okay, so in terms of the broader picture of the language delays that mm-hmm. we're seeing, because that's the larger focus of the story, what other signs have you seen that indicate that we are seeing an uptick coming out of COVID?
It helps me because one, I do have the Lena data to look at, but it also helps when I go in for observations and I'm seeing very minimal talking from the children, that lets us know that, you know, we have to do some sort of intentional planning around getting them more, getting them talking more. And so I have different areas that I can look at, but even just like going in and observing is almost enough data at this point to see like which kiddos are landing where when it comes to language.
But overall, are you seeing at your level an increase in the number of kids? That
yes. Yeah. And I will say like our, specifically with Lena, we have seen an increase from like student talk, teacher talk, and overall teacher satisfaction. So in their job. So Lena alone shows that it's working.
Okay. As far as what could Lena be broadened out in your opinion? Could it go to would it be worthwhile to have in a public school?
Yes.
In kindergarten, first grade, second grade, or is it, you know, so the difference between identifying as a 2-year-old versus mm-hmm. a 6 or 7-year-old?
Yeah, I think it could be really beneficial just because as they get older, their classes get bigger. And so if there is a professional development tool like Lena in higher level schools, it can kind of pinpoint those, okay, which students am I interacting with? Which am I not? And how do I make sure that there's a good balance? I truly believe since Lena is overall like a language development program, it can work at any age level.
So if you didn't have this system, if it, you know, if it went offline or mm-hmm. wasn't in the budget anymore, what would you turn to instead to identify the kids that have some delays and need extra assistance mm-hmm. or how to coach the teachers?
So that would, the data that we would have to use is data that we use alongside Lena, which is our teaching strategies, where teachers are taking anecdotal notes, putting it into a system, and then that will help score where children are at. Language is one of those domains. So we would have that data to tell us if there's any delays going on. But Lena has nicely kind of fit in with teaching strategies. So it just gives us that little extra to figure out who those kiddos are that we need to focus on for delays.
So when you do notice that there's a kid that needs a little more attention or a mm-hmm. different approach, how quickly can you see a change?
It depends on the work with the teacher. So typically if it is we're working on an individual child, the coaching around that starts right away. So we'll sit down, kind of talk about what strategies are we going to use to increase language with children, and then they go right back into the classroom and start working on it. It also is very dependent on how the students react, because a lot of language, you know, it needs to be back and forth. And so the more that the teachers are working with the children on a specific goal, the more likely we'll be able to see an outcome, but it is very dependent on the situation, the child, how much the teacher is interacting, which is why we love Lena, because it shows us who's interacting with who and how much.
So can you see, like, does the data show you a chart time over time? Like,
is yes.
it like month by month you can see an increase?
Or? It's week by week. So typically a full Lena cycle is 5 weeks long. And so we look weekly at the data, and we can either pull it as a classroom or individual children. So from 1 week to another, you can either see an increase or a decrease if that's what it shows. But yeah, you can see progression weekly.
And if you see a kid that isn't making any progress, is it just then you keep pulling out all of the other stops to find something that does work?
Yes, and then we also, that could be when we start talking about referrals to see if we can get some extra supports in to help that kiddo out.
Okay. Anything else that you want to add along these lines?
No.
I think that's going to say, can you talk a little bit about how this differentiates next door? Because in a way, this is kind of not typical.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about how this separates and improves the quality overall of education here in setting kids up for success.
Yeah, we, Nextdoor is very fortunate to have this program. This overall helps brain development. Eventually, it helps with higher reading scores. And so because we have it now at 2 years old, we are setting our children up for success in these areas because they're starting young. I know, I'm sure you guys have heard that children are sponges at this age. So they're soaking up all this language that they're hearing. And as they go through our program, it follows them. I know we are trying to look at getting Lena at different ages here just to, you know, keep that consistency. And so because we start them so young here, we have such an advantage of providing language for these kids.
Great. Are there any, is Lena, is Nextdoor the only one in the city that's using Lena?
Wait, but we have partnerships. So our own partnerships are using Lena also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I don't know if anybody else is that might, and because they're constantly adding schools and because they're growing like leaps and bounds. So that would be a hard question to answer.
Okay.
Right now.
Yes, yeah.
But we could find that information out for
you. Yep.
Okay. So if I can get you to say and spell your name, give your title.
Okay.
You're off the big stage.
Okay. Flynn Moroni, FlynnMoroni, and instructional coach.
All right. Thank you very
much. Thank you.
Oh, you remembered you were tethered. Excellent.